80 businesses applied for this year's Agricultural Development and Diversification Grants. 18 were selected to receive from $10,000 to $39,000. The lucky ones include a Sturgeon Bay vineyard that wants to test the cold climate survivability of grapes used to make premium wines. A River Falls researcher will use the grant to develop new varieties of raspberries. And a Waterloo company will research the art of cave-aging cheese. Will Hughes is administrator of the grant program. He says two of the recipients will work on manure-related projects. One involves five farms in the Chippewa Valley that want to see if it's feasible for them to have a community-owned manure digester to produce methane for electricity. He says that would generate income for farmers and eliminate some of the manure and odor problems that cause conflict between farmers and non-farmers moving into western Wisconsin.
Dunn County is within the Twin Cities commute, so yes, there's not many places where there isn't development pressure.
Hughes believes a community digester would be the first in the country, and an example of the ideas that bubble up when there's some incentive.
The future of agriculture is going to be defined by the innovations that we have. So we want a balanced, diversified agriculture, and that's what this grant program tries to stimulate and cost share some of that innovation.
The biggest grant, $39,000, is not for manure or food, but health insurance. It goes to the Wisconsin Federation of Cooperatives for continued research into the creation of five purchasing alliances within the state. They would give rural residents more options for health care. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.